with Wisconsin's primary election coming up next week and with presidential candidates making appearances around the state to win over voters, many eyes have been on the governor to see who he'd endorse.
Governor Walker has made his choice. He announced his decision earlier this morning.
A lot of thought, a lot of time, a lot of prayer about this. Just really decided after all these years of the Obama-Clinton failures that it's time that we elect a strong new leader, and I've chosen to endorse Ted Cruz to be the next president of the United States for three simple reasons.
The governor went on to say he supports Cruz because he's a constitutional conservative, he can take on big government interest groups, and he believes Cruz has the best chance of winning in November.
James Wigderson joins us now. He's a columnist for the Waukesha Freeman and contributor to the website Right Wisconsin. James, thanks a lot for joining us.
Good to be here.
So not so long ago, you wrote a column saying that Governor Walker should endorse Ted Cruz for president, and he has done that as of this morning. Why did you think that Cruz was the best choice for that endorsement?
Because at this point in the campaign, in the presidential primaries, Cruz is the only one that can beat Donald Trump and actually still get the majority of the delegates before the convention. As much as that is a long shot, he still has a shot to do that, whereas John Kasich really had no chance to win Wisconsin, win any of the congressional districts in Wisconsin, and really would just serve as a spoiler and prevent Cruz from winning the state.
Now, we heard the governor there saying that he had to put a lot of thought and a lot of prayer into that. But was Cruz, do you think, in effect, the only decision that made sense for him?
Well, definitely. I mean, he certainly wasn't going to pick Donald Trump. When he jumped up, when Walker dropped out of the race, he had made it clear that he wanted others to follow him in dropping out of the race to make the choice more clear between Trump and the rest of the candidates. Whereas he couldn't endorse John Kasich after John Kasich and Walker had two different approaches to Medicaid expansion, whereas in Ohio, Kasich took the Medicaid expansion money from the federal government. Walker rejected that plan, and he went his own way as far as how to handle the Obamacare expansion and Medicaid.
No, we all remember when Chris Christie decided to endorse Donald Trump, stood with him on the podium. It seemed at that moment that there could be an embrace of Donald Trump from establishment Republicans. Was there any, though, a point ever for Governor Walker where that might have been the case, an option for him on the board?
I don't think so. He had made it pretty clear when he had dropped out of the race that he was definitely uncomfortable with the direction that Donald Trump was going to take the party. Also, Donald Trump had specifically criticized Walker's approach to how he had governed the state of Wisconsin. And so it made it very difficult for Walker to have made that leap into endorsing Donald Trump.
One of your columns in the Waukesha Freeman mentions how delegates are distributed in Wisconsin. Why would it be bad if the vote was split between Cruz and Kasich? What do you think is at stake there?
Well, the problem that we would have in Wisconsin is that it's not proportional. So in order to get delegates, you actually have to win a congressional district in order to get delegates, or you have to win statewide. It's really nine different winner-take-all races. One big one, and then the eight congressional districts. And so voting for Kasich at this point is really just taking away votes from the best shot at defeating Trump in any of the congressional districts or statewide.
What do you think about the question of whether endorsements matter? I mean, obviously, this has been something that has been watched carefully, who Governor Walker would endorse as a former candidate himself. But when it comes down to it, is it more than a political talking point?
Well, to a certain extent, it is when it comes to larger figures like Walker. Remember, Walker, as unpopular as he is statewide right now, he still has a 77% approval rating among primary Republican voters. So that right there is a factor. Plus, by endorsing Ted Cruz, Walker is making a clear signal that it is okay for other Republicans to come out and support Ted Cruz as well. It's the same effect as when Tommy Thompson endorsed John Kasich. He made it clear to the people that used to work for Tommy that it was okay to come out and work for John Kasich and support Kasich.
Well, let's talk about that move. Is it surprising at all that you've got two, governors of Wisconsin, one president, one former, supporting different people? What do you make of that split?
Well, I think in the case of Thompson was talking about it today, about how he used to work with John Kasich, that they were part of the same administration at one point, that they have a long history together going back to the 1970s, back to the 1976 convention. So there's definitely some history between Kasich and Thompson, and I think Tommy Thompson takes that very seriously.
We are talking right now with James Wigderson, writer and columnist for the Waukesha Freeman and contributor to Right Wisconsin, talking about Governor Walker's endorsement of Republican candidate Ted Cruz. And in the Waukesha Freeman column, you wrote that Trump would fundamentally change the Republican Party, putting at risk two decades of work toward creating modern conservatism. But judging by the support that Trump has gained, what if voters don't want modern conservatism? Does Governor Walker risk being out of step with a major pillar of the Republican Party as it looks today?
Well, I think there's always that risk, but at a certain point, you have to be able to say what your principles are and what you're willing to stand up for. And certainly, Scott Walker is within the mainstream of the conservative movement in the United States, and certainly within the mainstream of Wisconsin conservatives. Donald Trump has no relationship to the conservative movement. He would fundamentally transform the Republican Party. He would make it more protectionist. He would certainly lead it in a direction on other issues. I've been joking since the beginning of the campaign, name one of the Bill of Rights that Donald Trump isn't willing to violate. I think that Donald Trump is going to take what was once an optimistic Ronald Reagan, Jack Kemp party and turn it into an ugly machine. And I think that it's incumbent upon Republican office holders to reject that.
Now, Donald Trump has, since this morning, been fairly aggressive in commenting about this endorsement of Scott Walker for Ted Cruz. He said, I think the quote is, he sent him packing like a little boy. He said he insinuated that he beat him, although they've never been on a ballot as such together. Does Governor Walker put, you know, I don't know, some sort of cabinet appointment at risk politically? Does he put himself at risk by supporting Ted Cruz, do you think?
Well, you have to start with the premise that there would be a President Donald Trump, and there's certainly no chance of that. Donald Trump is going to get beaten badly in November if he is the Republican nominee. You just can't have those kinds of negatives among women and independent voters and get yourself elected President of the United States. So in that sense, there's really no risk for Walker of missing out on an appointment. And in the off chance that Donald Trump does get elected President of the United States, any Republican office holder that would want to sign on to that kind of an administration, which is going to just be an awful mistake for this country, I think they would be ending their career right there. There are bigger and better things for Scott Walker's future than being part of any Trump movement.
What do you expect is going to happen on primary day here in Wisconsin? And do you think that Governor Walker's endorsement is going to sway voters one way or the other?
I think Scott Walker's endorsement came a little bit late in the process. He should have endorsed earlier in order to signal to the Republican establishment in the state that it was okay to accept Ted Cruz as the anti-Trump champion. However, I do think that Wisconsin voters, I think Charlie Sykes had it right the other day when he said there's a fundamental decency about Wisconsin voters. And I think that Wisconsin voters as a whole are going to probably reject Donald Trump. It's just a matter of whether or not up north Donald Trump gets Sean Duffy's congressional district delegates, or out west where Ron Kine is the congressman, and get those three delegates.
Now, there are scenarios that play out there. I'm sure you've heard them, that there could be a contested convention, that there could not be a Republican frontrunner at the convention, that maybe a third candidate could enter the scene here, a fourth candidate, someone who would unite the party from all different angles. Do you see that happening? And could Scott Walker or someone else, say, from Wisconsin, be a part of that?
Oh, sure. It's a fun time to be a political analyst. You can sit there and speculate on all sorts of things, and you have an equal chance of being right no matter which way you go. I really do think that the convention, there's probably a good chance that the convention is going to be contested. There's also a good chance that you may see a candidate that is not currently running being picked as the nominee, just as a compromise candidate among all the delegates. I'm not sure who that would be. I don't think it would be Scott Walker, just because he had been in it and had not done as well as people had hoped that he would do when he was in the presidential campaign. I think they, there's a good chance, though, that they could pick somebody who should have done better in the primaries and didn't. Or it's entirely possible, too, that they may just coalesce around Ted Cruz. He's certainly doing a lot to make sure that behind the scenes that the delegates that are being selected are the type of people that would support him.
And what about Paul Ryan? You know, he's been saying, no, no, you guys, I'm not gonna do it. But on the other hand, you know, he said that sort of thing before.
Right. I think when I hear Paul Ryan say that, I always have that image of Jerry Seinfeld yelling, I don't want to be a pirate. I really think that in Paul Ryan's case, every time he says no, no, the party keeps saying to him, yes, yes. And here he is, Speaker of the House, when he didn't want to be Speaker of the House, didn't want to spend that much time away from his family. He's certainly not wanted to run for president because of his family and what he's really a creature of the House of Representatives, not as much of an executive branch type person. However, you know, when the party asks, it's very hard to say no.
James, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
That was James Wigderson talking about Governor Walker's endorsement of Republican candidate Ted Cruz. He made that announcement earlier today on News Radio 620 WTMJ with Charlie Sykes.
Coming up, Donald Trump is shaking, as we've heard, the Republican Party's foundation, including principles promoted by Wisconsin's own Paul Ryan and Scott Walker. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.